Right, this is Daisy on Radio 2. So excited about next weekend. We have got the big 80s Rewind Festival happening here in Dubai. And Rick Astley is headlining and he's on the line. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, I'm excited. Can you tell I'm excited to be speaking to you?
You do sound a bit excited. You sound like you've had, you sound a bit like I do after two espressos, to be honest. That's how you sound.
You have icons and you have people in your life who you've grown up with and you love them and stuff. And then you actually get to talk to them. It's pretty exciting for me. There you go.
I've always wanted to speak to you, Daisy.
I'm
you know
sure,
that, don't you?
I'm sure, yeah, right. okay, so loads of people are just so excited about you coming over to the UAE. And
good.
So it's your first time, isn't it, over here?
Yeah, it's just one of the parts of the world that I just haven't been to. I actually have a really good friend who lives in Abu Dhabi, just down the road from you guys. So, yeah, I'm going to spend a bit of time with him as well. So it's going to be kind of, to be honest, I'm going to turn it into a mini holiday, so which is always nice, you know. So and it's freezing in the UK right now, to be honest. So looking forward to that.
So your friend in Abu Dhabi, obviously not that good a friend if you've never been out to visit him.
No, I know, but it's one of those things. To be honest, I don't love flying, to be honest. And I kind of avoid it at all costs. To be honest, if I could drive there, I would. I'd be setting off this morning and I'd be driving there. I drive all over Europe, literally to Norway, Hungary, Portugal, all those places I've driven to. And, I'll do it again, Italy, whatever. So I kind of, I group them together. I'm actually going to Singapore after Dubai. So I'm kind of, you know, I get a few together, I do them, and then I can forget about flying for a bit. So, that's my excuse.
Was that one of the reasons why you did kind of stop everything?
I think what it was, that became a symptom. I think, I don't know whether, you know, anyone's fear of flying is actually the fear of being in the plane or lots of fears like that. Do you know what I mean? I think what happens is you've just got stuff going on in your life and it just manifests in a certain way. And for me, I think that was that. And I do fly quite a bit now. You know, I'm going different parts of the world. I've been to Australia just recently and South Africa, and I go to LA quite a lot. And so I do get on planes. I just don't want to do it every day. Do you know what I mean? And if you look at the current crop of pop stars, you know, you look at someone who's out there doing it all the time, they're on a plane almost every other day. And eventually you just think, you know, I don't want to be doing this. It's not the way I want to spend my life. Do you know what I mean? So it did have an effect on me, definitely, yeah. So
do you look at guys like Justin Bieber, for example, at the moment, and you sort of think, God, that was me 20 years ago?
I think things have changed a bit, to be honest. I think now that the whole the media machine and the way that record companies are now, they're a lot more slick and they're a lot more together at promoting people, to be honest. I think if I would have been having my 15 minutes of fame right now, if I'm honest, I think it would have killed me. I think it would have been a lot tougher because they're on it all the time, because absolutely everything they do gets photographed, even by, you know, a 12-year-old schoolgirl or a professional photographer. It all gets photographed and videoed and it's all up on the internet, and they're just on it all the time. And at least in my day, you didn't get much privacy, but you didn't have that fact that, you know, if you went to a restaurant, okay, you'd have photographs of people because they had a camera with them, but they're not all going to be on YouTube the next day, so you don't have to think about how you look all the time and everything. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of, it's a different world, isn't it? You know what I mean? So I think I was quite lucky that I had my moment in a good decade, if you know what I mean, when you know, you could still have a bit of fun with it, I think.
Well, late 80s, wasn't it, really, when Never Gonna Give You Up came out? You were only 21, is that right?
I was, yeah. But to be honest, if you look at Bieber and various people like that, 21 now, I'm the statesman. Yeah, exactly. But in those days, yeah, it was young. Yeah, it was.
And we had an SMS come through from Annie, I believe, who says, is it true that you started out getting your fame by making tea for Bananarama?
Kind of, yeah. Everything's true that you ever read on the internet, by the way. And you know what I mean? It kind of is. I signed a deal with Pete Waterman, who was the Stock Aitken Waterman impresario guy. And that obviously was to make music. And he saw me singing in a band and liked my voice. And da-da-da. But in the time that I kind of signed what seemed like a very small deal with them at the time, they started to get really big. And they started to produce lots of records for all the major record labels, because a couple of their own had been quite successful. And then they just went into overdrive, and every label was asking them to produce, you know, pop acts like Bananarama, Dead or Alive, various people who were like that. And so anything they'd signed kind of got pushed to the side because they weren't getting paid 20 grand a day to do it. you know, that was something they were going to focus on for themselves. Do you know what I mean? So I kind of hung around for quite a bit. But to be honest, it probably did me some good, because I signed my record deal or my production deal, whatever, at 19. And I was green as grass and didn't know anything, to be honest. I'd just been in bands, playing in pubs with my friends. So in a way, I got a little apprenticeship, I think. I know making tea doesn't sound like much of an apprenticeship, but to be honest, if you're in a studio with the producers who are making hit records, you learn quite a lot by actually not being the artist, if you know what I mean. You learn a lot by making the tea and being quiet and just seeing what's going on. And so I really enjoyed it, to be honest. It was good. And I make really good tea anyway. So
well, you'll have to make one when you come over here.
Mm. I bet I will. I do.